Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Christina Pei and Vicky Ori. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun things coming to USU Extension. It's a pleasure to have you both in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, it's always fun when we have you in here because it's always something fun happening at USU Extension. I've never seen a class you guys have hosted and think, that doesn't look like it'd be a good time. Everything you guys put on, it looks like it's going to be a blast. And these are no exceptions. So, Christine, I think we'll start with you. We'll talk about these sewing classes. Bit of my Emory County accent coming in here, a little bit of sewing. But you have a few coming up here. And you have a morning class and an evening class. First of all, I love that setup. Gives everyone all different walks of life a chance to experience these classes. So we'll run through dates in a second, but with these sewing classes, what are you guys kind of aiming to accomplish?
Well, just a little bit of background. We had some community members contact us, adults who had never learned to sew and wanted to learn to sew, and asked if we couldn't put together some sewing classes. So we put together some basic sewing classes. They're going to learn basic stitches, how to operate a machine, learn about different fabric types, and they're going to be creating things they can actually use. And we wanted to make this accessible to everybody. So we, as you mentioned, we are doing a morning and an evening class. I have to say the morning class is almost full, so if you're interested in that, get right on it. There's still plenty of room in the evening class, but these will be a six-week series, and participants will receive a very basic sewing kit that they can use for the class, but also anytime, hopefully, afterwards that they sew.
And, you know, it's always nice to have those tools on hand. Even if you don't necessarily use these skills that you're going to learn on a regular basis, it's always something that you're going to want to have a hold of. I mean, for me personally, I wear a lot of button-up shirts, and I'm always losing buttons.
Exactly.
So having one of those kits on hand is a lifesaver. Now, for these morning classes, you have them, like you mentioned, these are six-week sessions, September 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. And then you go into October 6th, 13th, and 20th. For the evening, it's September 18th, 25th. And then you got four October classes, the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. So this is a lot of fun. Now, if people are interested right now and they want to register, maybe they want to snag up one of those last remaining morning classes, or they want to test out the night classes, how can they register for these?
Okay, the easiest thing to do is to jump onto Eventbrite and just do a search for USU Extension Carbon County, and you'll be able to find all the classes that we're teaching, including the sewing and fiber arts classes.
Now, one of the things that I thought was really interesting when we've been talking beforehand, before we came live on air, it's that these classes, they have a lot of benefits outside of just learning these skills, especially when it comes to the world of mental health. And that's something that, especially in recent years, has kind of been brought to the forefront of public attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of the purpose for me. We want to teach these life skills, obviously, but the benefits of the life skills in any kind of crafting, whether it's crocheting or knitting or sewing or needlepoint, they're finding have tremendous health benefits for those that are involved in doing so. Such things as boosting mental health, reducing loneliness and social isolation, and we're still trying to recap after COVID, get people back together to socialize and to reconnect. So this is a great opportunity for that. These things improve your mood, supports resilience, so when hard times come, you can bounce right back. But we found the research also shows it reduces stress and lowers blood pressure, helps reduce depression and anxiety. I mean, I can go on and on and on because there's so many positive health and mental health benefits to doing these type of activities.
You know, it's a net positive when you sign up for these things. Not only are you going to be learning these skills, but it's going to really just improve your life overall, just in terms of mental health.
Yes.
So it's going to be a spectacular time. Again, they have sewing classes coming up in the morning, six-week sessions, 10 a.m. to 11:30, September 16th, 23rd, and 30th, October 6th, 13th, and 20th. For the evening classes, those will run from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., September 18th, 25th, and October 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Registration for these is going to close on September 8th. Now, Vicky, let's move over to you. We're going to continue that theme of kind of working with thread, working with that. You have a fiber arts knitting and crocheting class, and this is something that I know a lot of people my age are really starting to get into.
Yeah, we're starting to see fashion trends toward crochet and knitted items, and the fiber industry in a whole has come a long way over the years. I learned to knit and crochet from both grandmothers and my mother. And I was about 10 when I started. So it's a good segue to, you know, sitting down with children and teaching them. Once you have the skills, it's a good segue for those kind of activities.
Now, looking at the details of this, this is a 12-week program, costs $170. What can they expect to get from this, and what can they expect to learn?
So this is a 12-week course, and I've assembled a lesson plan for the 12 weeks, and we are going to get into some, we're going to talk about sheep breeds and wool and blends and how to take care of your fiber. And we are offering crochet and knit simultaneously, so you can be in the same class and learn either or. And we've put together a nice crochet or knit bag with kit with all of the items you need to do two projects. And so over the 12 weeks, you should learn some things about sheep breeds, fiber, and those kind of things, along with the skills.
So a lot you're really going to be taking away from this. And, you know, I have several friends who have gotten into crochet recently. And let me tell you, there's no better feeling than getting their latest project handed to you. It's so cool what you can do with just yarn. It's the wide variety of things you can learn. It's truly remarkable.
It's a feel good, and it's a warmth. And once you learn those basic stitches, there's countless things you can do with those stitches. You can do scarves, hats, those kind of things. You could make utilitarian items, dishcloths, those kind of things. But you can also get, into the pattern reading, and you can really take off and start to knit sweaters and things.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. And this is divided up into two groups. Instead of by morning and night, this time it's going to be Helper and Price. Helper is going to be running Tuesdays, September 2nd through November 18th at the Giuliano Group building. And in Price, it's going to be Wednesdays, September 3rd through November 19th. Excuse me, can't read my own handwriting over here, at the USU Extension Classroom. And they're going to be taught by you. So this is going to be a great chance, like we talked about, get out, build that community. And really, it all comes back to improving mental health. Because that's really an important topic right now. People are always finding themselves struggle with it. So these events like these really help unite us as a community.
And I think it's really important to say that, you know, we as mothers and grandmothers, we need to do something for ourselves. And we need to do a little bit of, time on our own to learn a skill amongst a group of like-minded individuals. And it's going to be a safe space where there's no stress, no anxiety, no negativity. It's going to be a place where moms, grandmas, grandpas will welcome anybody that wants to learn this skill into that class. And don't be shy. Come and join up.
Now, Christina, Vicki, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that this is part of USU Extension in Carbon County that are Creating Connections series. So these are just two of the classes we'll be offering in our Creating Connections. Again, they're to promote connection and mental health, and just keep your eyes open for things coming further down the road.
Yeah, it's always something fun happening at USU Extension. Christina, Vicki, it's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, our guests, Vicki Ori and Christina Pei, we're talking about a series of knitting events coming to the Castle Country, starting with morning and evening sewing classes. For the morning classes, September 16th, 23rd, and 30th, October 6th, 13th, and 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30. For the evening classes, September 18th and 25th, October 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Registration for these closes on September 8th. Moving to the fiber arts and knitting and crocheting classes, taught by Vicki Ori. It's going to run you $170, and in Helper, it's going to be held on Tuesdays, September 2nd through November 18th at the Giuliano Group building. And in Price, it's going to be Wednesdays, starting September 3rd through November 19th. You have until September 1st to get registered for these, so right around the corner. Make sure you get involved. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.